It's been an unusual weather week in New Hampshire. It started with heavy rains that brought flash flooding to some parts of the state. Those floods washed out roads and led to evacuations and power outages in some communities. And then a heat wave with temperatures reaching well into the 90s for many parts of New Hampshire. Meteorologist Rob St. Pierre joins me now to explain. Hi, Rob.
Well, hello, Brady. We've had some very warm weather, as you mentioned. The reason that we had all the rain we had earlier this week is we had a trough over the eastern part of the country. And why we're getting the hot weather is the Bermuda High setting off the east coast, bringing a southwesterly flow. Temperatures during the day in the 90s, muggy nights out there. And as the high built to the west this week, well, what we saw was the frontal boundary shift further west. And so now the wet weather is from the central Gulf Coast up to the Ohio Valley. And we're getting a lot of the heat and humidity and just some spotty thunderstorms each afternoon.
So, in effect, we might be getting a little bit of both of the kinds of weather we got this week. We might get some more heat, but also a few more storms.
Yeah, that's right. And what typically happens as we head into the day Saturday and Sunday as well is you sort of get these pop-up afternoon thunderstorms from the daytime heating. There's not really anything in place, no area of low pressure or a front or anything like that. So it's kind of like that's what they call them, popcorn thunderstorms, where they sort of appear at random here and there, and they do cause heavy rainfall maybe for about 15 minutes to a half hour or so, and then they move out. And that's kind of what we can expect probably Saturday afternoon and maybe to a better extent on Sunday afternoon.
Now, what about beyond that? Is the heat stretch likely to last as long as the rainy weather that came before it?
Well, it looks like the 90-degree weather may last into Sunday. There's a chance it lasts in the money for inland areas. What's going to happen is it looks like we're going to get back to almost what we had earlier this week, where the trough starts to build eastward, and we're going to see all that rain, or some of the rain that's over the Ohio and Tennessee valleys right now, and it starts to shift in our general direction as the trough continues to move eastward, and the Bermuda High tends to move eastward further out into the Atlantic. So we may see, when I say cooler temperatures, more seasonable, probably be in the 80s next week, especially by midweek. But again, as we head toward the week, mid or latter part of the week, we have to watch out for possibly seeing some more widespread rain.
And that means we might see some more humidity as well, which can make an already hot day feel a little more uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. As anybody can attest, especially at night, it's you know, if you don't have an AC, it's really tough for night for sleeping, and the fans work overtime. And during the day, like you said, it even if it's not 90 degrees, you get that soggy air mass in place, and it's real muggy. Cloudy, rainy, showers. It still feels not quite as uncomfortable, but still pretty uncomfortable and pretty tough to deal with.
And does the rest of the summer look like it's going to be that uncomfortable, or are we going to see hopefully more seasonable weather?
We will probably have a few spells such as the one we're getting through right now, where you know we have a couple of heat waves with temperatures in the low to mid-90s as we go further into July and you know first part of August. But, of course, the next thing we have to watch out for, watching the tropics over the next couple of months or so. So far, it's been relatively quiet. But that is something that there are varying schools of thought. But when we have a Bermuda High in place like this, we do tend to have warmer than normal summers. And that's kind of when we have to keep a closer eye on tropical activity, because what happens is sometimes these storms get shifted up around the high and start affecting places along the East Coast from Florida up to the Carolinas and, in some cases, New England.
I guess when you throw the word Bermuda in there, that kind of tells you what you need to know, right?
It does. It's a nice vacation spot, but when you talk about a Bermuda High, a lot of people don't really feel like it doesn't have a vacation sort of attachment to it.
Not when you're stuck with it for weeks on end, I guess. Meteorologist Rob St. Pierre, thanks so much.
All right, no problem at all.